翻到马太福音27章。
Matthew 27.
马太福音二十七章。
We want to begin reading with verse 33.
我们要从第33节开始读。
And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull, they gave him, that's Jesus, wine to drink, mingled with gall, and after tasting it, he was unwilling to drink.
33节，到了一个地方，名叫格格他，意思就是骷髅地。兵丁拿苦胆调和的酒给耶稣喝，他尝了就不肯喝。
And when they had crucified him, they divided up his garments among themselves, casting lots, and sitting down, they began to keep watch over him there.
他们既将他钉在十字架上，就拈阄分他的衣服，又坐在那里看守他。
And they put up above his head the charge against him, which read, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
在他头以上安一个牌子，写着他的罪状，说：“这是犹太人的王耶稣。”
At that time, two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right, one on the left.
当时有两个强盗和他同钉十字架，一个在右边，一个在左边。
And those passing by were hurling abuse at him, wagging their heads.
从那里经过的人讥诮他。摇着头说
And saying, You who are going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself.
你这拆毁圣殿三日又建造起来的，可以救自己吧。
And also in Luke chapter 23,
在路加福音第二十三章。
Luke chapter 23,
路加福音二十三章
verse 39,
三十九节
And one of the criminals who were hanged there was hurling abuse at him, saying, Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us.
那同定的两个犯人有一个讥诮他说你不是基督吗可以救自己和我们吧
But then the other answered and rebuked him said Do you not even fear God since you are under the same sentence of condemnation
那一个就应声责备他说你既是一样受刑的还不怕神吗
And we indeed justly For we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds. But this man, he's done nothing wrong.
我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
And he, that is the thief, was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
然后他就是这个犯人说耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
And Jesus said to him, Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise.
耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
Before we pray, just reminded of a verse in the Old Testament.
在我们祷告前，我记起来旧约的一个章节。
Where the Lord says, Go in and possess the land, Deuteronomy 1:8.
在申命记第一章第八节说去得那地为业。
Go in and possess all of Christ.
去得基督为业。
We have a counter thought in the New Testament, Luke 5:4.
在路加福音第五章第四节。
Where Jesus says, Launch out into the deep.
耶稣说到水深之处。
It's very comfortable next to shore.
因为在水浅的地方，在岸边我们是非常的非常的舒适。
There is certain safety next to the shore.
因为在岸边我们有一个安全感。
It's our comfort zone.
这是我们舒适的环境。
But in these two passages, the Lord is admonishing us to take all of Him.
但是在这两处地方，主要我们来得所有的。
The apostles often speak of the word fullness.
在使徒里面经常用的一个词就是丰满、完全。
Not just a half a cup, but a full cup.
不只是尝一口，而是整个的杯。
Take all of me.
来尝我的所有，这就是耶稣的命令。
And that's His desire for all of us this morning.
这也是他今天早上对我们所有人的一个心意。
He wants to give.
他愿意给。
It's His will to give.
这是他的意愿要给。
He gave His life to give.
他把他的生命也已经给了。
To give to us.
给谁？给我们。
But we must be willing to receive.
但我们一定要愿意接受。
If you have not received anything from the Lord Jesus, it's a question whether or not you are saved.
如果您从来没有从耶稣接受过什么，那我们还没有得救。
You might have a certain knowledge of spiritual things.
也许您对属灵有一些知识。
But have you received from Him?
但您有没有从他接受呢？
If you have, then you are saved.
如果您有的话，这就是得救。
And to all of us, He is saying, take all of me.
对今天在座的，他还要说，来得所有。
For my name's sake.
是为我的名。
He wants us to be full-grown sons.
他愿意我们每一个都成为长大的儿子。
So, let's prepare our hearts as we even look at this word this morning.
所以让我们来预备我们的心，预备今天早上的话语。
And we might see Him fully today.
愿今天我们能够看到他的完全。
Our minds are not capable of grasping even the smallest spiritual thing.
我们的心思其实没有能力，甚至在属灵的事情上了解一点点。
This evening, I will have dinner with a friend that I have known for over 60 years.
今天晚上我要与一个认识了16年的老朋友一起吃饭。
He is a brilliant man.
60年的朋友。
He is a brilliant man.
他是一个非常优秀的人。
He has read the Bible a few times.
他也看过几遍这个圣经。
And because of his photographic memory, probably knows it better than I do.
因为他的记忆是这么的好，就像那个影像一样，所以他也许记圣经比我还要熟。
A man with over 300 physicians under him.
有超过300个医生在他的领导下面。
Plus an entire medical school.
还有整个的医学院。
But this man is a confirmed atheist.
但这个人是非常坚定的无神论者。
This man, with his mind reading this word, has not accomplished one thing of eternity in his life.
这个人用他的这样的心思来读这本圣经，却没有领会到永远里面的一点事情。
Our minds are fallen.
我们的心思已经是堕落的了。
And the best mind in the world cannot understand and interpret this word.
这个世界上最优秀的心思也不能来了解这里面的话语。
But take hope. We've been given the Holy Spirit.
但感谢主，神已经把圣灵赐给我们。
The Spirit of God will lead us into all truth.
圣灵要带我们进入一切的真理。
A reality which we can apply tomorrow.
这是我们明天也可以来使用的一个事实。
Let's ask the Lord to break His word open to us this morning.
让我们一起来祷告，让他把他的话语向我们打开。
Father, thank you for presenting yourself with us this morning around your table.
父啊，我们感谢您今天早上在饼杯的时候就与我们同在。
Fallen people to be invited to your table, what a wonderful thought.
主要是何等奇妙的一个思想，就是堕落的人却被邀请来参加这宴席。
People who have despised you, blasphemed you, rebelled against you.
这些人他们讥讽，他们亵渎，他们这样来违背您。
Even after you've saved us often, Lord, we refuse to listen to you.
虽然我们已经得救了，许多时候我们还来悖逆。
We thank you that once again your blood covers our sin.
我们再一次求您用宝血来遮盖我们的罪。
It is your life that is in us now.
现在是您的生命在我们里面。
And it is your Holy Spirit that leads us.
是您的圣灵在带领我们。
Lead us into truth.
带领我们进入这一切的真理。
Lead us into the land.
带我们进入羔羊。
Lord, even launch us out into the deep.
让我们真的是到水深之处来撒网。
That we might see Jesus.
所以我们可以看见耶稣。
Thus satisfying your heart.
这样的话，我们真的可以来满足您的心意。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Last month, we were looking at this word, forgiveness.
上个月我们交通到这个词就是饶恕。
Jesus spoke 7 words at the cross.
耶稣在十字架上讲过七句话。
And in those 7 words, we see his spirit.
在这七句话里面，我们看到耶稣的灵。
It is the spirit that builds the church.
这个灵就是来建造教会的灵。
There is no church ever built, planted by man.
没有一个教会是靠着人来建立的。
I understand what people say when they say they so-and-so planted a church.
我经常听到有人说谁谁谁他又建了一个分堂。
But don't be deceived. No one has ever planted a church.
但是其实没有一个人能够建造任何一间教会。
We often use the word our church.
而且我们经常使用的词是我们的教会。
No, it's God's church.
不是的，这是神的教会。
His body.
是他的身体。
We are the called out ones.
我们是被呼召出来的一群。
We have been gathered by God.
我们是被神聚集在一起。
And it's nothing that we have done.
不是因为我们所做的。
God's purpose is to have a body.
神的旨意是要有一个身体。
And it's God's body.
这是神他自己的身体。
It's God's church.
这是神的教会。
It's God's nature.
这是神他的本性。
It's God's life.
这是神的生命。
It's God's spirit.
是神的灵。
It's God's people.
是神的子民。
Gathered together in God's oneness.
在神的合一里面聚集。
An answer to Jesus' prayer.
而且来答应耶稣的呼召祷告。
That they, you and I, might be one like he and the Father are one.
就是让我们合一，像他与父合一一样。
As we just sang, it is a glorious church.
就像那里所讲的，这是一个荣耀的教会。
Because it is knitted together in forgiveness and God's love.
因为这是在神赦免的爱里被建立的。
Not our love.
不是我们自己的爱。
We hardly love our spouses, much less other people.
我们甚至对自己的配偶都不能爱，更不要讲其他的人。
Once we get past ourselves, our love goes downhill very quickly.
当超过我们自己的范围之后，这个爱就完全的消失了。
We are so in love with ourselves.
我们是如此的自爱。
We're filled with self-exaltation.
我们真是来高举自己。
And self-exaltation is the definition of Antichrist.
高举自己的定义就是敌基督。
And John said, the Antichrist is already here.
约翰曾经讲过，敌基督已经在这个世上。
And anytime you and I exalt ourselves and think that we're important, we are the Antichrist.
什么时候我们觉得自己是一个重要的，我们把自己高举的时候，这就是敌基督。
Anytime we are proud of anything that we have done, anything that we've accomplished, we are the Antichrist.
当我们为自己的成就，为我们所做的骄傲的时候，这其实就是敌基督。
This is serious.
这是非常严重的。
This applies to all of us.
这对我们每个人都适用。
There's not one exception.
没有一个人是例外。
We are a proud people.
我们都是骄傲的人。
We are born that way.
我们出生就是这样。
After we are born again, we're often very proud.
当我们得救之后还是这么的骄傲。
I am proud that I am saved and you're not.
我骄傲因为我得救了，那个人还没有。
I am proud of our gathering opposed to this gathering over there.
我骄傲是因为我们这边的聚集这么好，但那个聚集这么差。
We have the best gathering in town.
我们在休斯顿是最好的一个聚集。
At least we have the best food.
起码我们的食物是最好的。
Because the food's Chinese.
因为是中国餐。
It's got to be good.
一定是好的。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
God's house is very special.
神的家是非常的特别。
It's something that he has longed for even before the foundation of the earth.
甚至在创立世界以前他已经有这样的心思。
He's really only had one thing on his heart.
在他的心里其实只有这一件事。
That there would be a people married to his son.
就是有一群人他们是与他的儿子来结合。
And through this relationship, he would once again be preeminent in all the earth.
那在这个关系里面他的儿子可以在所有的凡事上来居首位。
Even the entire universe.
在整个宇宙之间
and that there would be no place for Satan.
在这个世界里面撒旦没有一点的地位
there would be no place for anyone to rise their head above God.
在这个世界里面没有人能够高举自己的头超过神
and that's the purpose of him sending his son.
这就是他把他儿子差遣来的意义
but because you and I are fallen,
但因为我们堕落了
We have an old sin nature.
我们有这个罪的本性。
We're bent on lust of the eyes and lust of the flesh and the pride of life.
我们里面有眼目的情欲、世界的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
We often mess up the church.
我们经常把教会弄得非常的
His body.
混乱。
We do not yield to him.
虽然是他的身体，但我们并不顺服他。
He is not the head.
他并不是我们的头。
Oh, he is the head around the Lord's table.
他没错在拨饼的时候似乎是头。
We will give you, Lord, that amount of time.
我们会把这个时间来归给主。
And then we will listen to what you have to say during the ministry.
而且在信息的时候我们也来听。
But it is the tendency of me and all men to forget and go our own way and do our own thing the rest of the week.
但是我们都有这个倾向每个人包括我离开这里之后就来照着自己的旨意来做。
This is not relationship.
这个不是正常的关系。
This does not satisfy the Father.
这不让父得满足。
But the Lord has done something about that.
但是主做了一些事。
And if we come into the fullness of it,
当我们来了解这里面完全的事实
we can truly please our Heavenly Father.
那我们就能够让天父得满足。
We can be His delight.
成为他所喜爱的。
And when we are His pleasure,We are satisfied.
当我们成为他所喜爱的，我们自己也要得满足。
When God is blessed,
当神被颂赞的时候
，You and I will be blessed.
我们也要得祝福。
We often have it reversed.
经常我们把这件事倒过来。
We want God to bless us, and if there's anything left over, we'll give to God.
我们经常让神来祝福我们，然后我们多余的才来献给神。
But God wants Him to be First,
但神要的是他来居首位。
That is His one purpose.
这就是他的旨意。
First in our life,
在我们的生命里面
，First in
来掌权。
Marriage,
在我们的婚姻里面居首位。
First in our family,
在我们的家庭居首位。
First in the gathering,
在我们的聚集里面居首位。
First at work,
在工作里面居首位。
First in school,
在学习里面来居首位。
Young people, are your studies? First, or is the Lord first?
年轻人，你们的学习是第一位呢，还是主神是第一位？
Many, many students miss right here.
许多学生在这件事上就已经
犯错了。We are so indoctrinated with the importance of education.
我们为了教育把它看得这样的重。
A heathen education in a heathen environment.
啊，在我们的环境里面对教育也是如此的看重。
And we offer ourselves to that.
我们甚至把自己完全的献给这件事。
Parents teach that.
我们的父母也这样教导。
Grades are everything.
我们的成绩是所有的一切。
They're not everything.
但是他们不是。
There's one thing much more important.
还有更重要的。
When the Lord Jesus is first in your life, young people.
当主耶稣在年轻人你们里面成为第一位的时候
You will be able to get 8 hours of sleep.
你就会有八个小时的睡眠。
You will be able to pass your courses satisfactorily.
你会很满足的来得到通过你的学业。
Life is not about getting into some Ivy League school.
生活并不是进入常春藤的学校。
Life is not about getting some degree and some title behind your name.
生活并不是来得着任何的学位，得着一个头衔。
Oh, the world totes that. The world bows down and reverences that.
这个世界是在这件事上来屈膝。
But if it's at the expense of first love for the Lord, it's wrong.
但是如果这件事让我们失去起初的爱，那这件事就是错误的。
It will destroy your soul.
这会毁坏你的灵魂。
You will make money.
你可能会得着许多的钱财。
At the cost of your soul.
但是如果失去了你的灵魂。
People will look up to you.
也许那些人来尊重你。
At the cost of your soul.
但是你却失去了自己的灵魂。
I had to make that decision when I was 29 years of age.
当我在29岁的时候就要做这样一个决定。
I had a wonderful business in the state of Washington.
在华盛顿州我的生意是非常的好。
And then the Lord called me out of my area to come here.
然后神就呼召我从那个地方来到休斯顿。
From being a businessman, from being solvent, from on the way in my 20s of being financially independent, I became a private in the United States Army.
在那个时候我是在二十几岁的时候生意也是达到高峰的时候却被抽进美国的军队。
To this day, I have relatives who say that has got to be the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
有的亲戚到今天还说，这一定是最愚蠢的事我所听到的。
From the world's perspective, it is crazy.
从世界的眼光来看，这是疯狂的一件事。
It makes no sense.
完全没有意义。
But I remember that call as clear as it was to Abraham when he said,Leave your business, leave your family, and go out of Ur, and I will show you where I will show you.
那我清楚地听到，就像当时亚伯拉罕听到的呼召，离开你的生意，离开你的家人，到我要你去的地方。
I was just getting in out of the army when I was close to 40 years of age.
当我作为士兵进入军队，再离开的时候，那已经是我40岁的时候。
Pounding the streets.Looking for just any job in Houston.
在那里，我就在街上来逛，要在休斯顿这个地方找到一个工作。
But all the time knowing the Lord was leading.
但是我心里一直有确定，神在带领我。
He was first.
他是第一位的。
And I got one job, and then another job, and then another job.
然后我就得了第一份工作，然后另外一份，再有另外的一份。
And then at age 40, I got my last job.
在40岁的时候，我那个工作就是我一生一直到现在。
And at 49, I retired.
在49岁我已经退休了。
Does it make sense?
也是没有意，这件事完全不可以理解。
It does not add up.
这些事加在一起好像没有意义。
Now it's not the same with all people.
不是每个人都这样。
There's only one point here.
其实是有一件事是有意义。
When we put the Lord Jesus first,
当我们把耶稣摆在第一位的时候，
the world systems don't even make sense.
这个世界的系统就完全的没有意义。
The world systems are very simple.
这个世界的系统其实很简单。
They center around finance.
是在财务，是在围绕着所有的钱财，财务。
Politics.
政治。
Culture,
文化
they center around education,
还有教育
entertainment,
娱乐
information technology,
信息
and the religious world,
还有宗教的世界
that's the world system,
这就是这个世界所组成的
and the wisest man that ever lived says, all is vanity.
在这个世上曾经生活过最聪明的人最有智慧的，他讲过都是虚空。
Young people, don't let anyone lead you down the wrong path.
年轻人，不要让这些把你带到一个错误的一条路。你们
you study and do your work correctly.
你们要努力的去学习。
Don't become a slave.
但不要成为奴隶。
Put the Lord Jesus first.
把主耶稣放在第一位。
He will come and live inside you.
他会来住在你里面。
It'll be His Spirit that'll give you wisdom.
他的这个灵会带给你智慧。
It'll give you love to have a relationship with family in the future.
会给你一个爱。与你的家人来彼此相爱。
It'll give you a peace that $1 billion will never give you.
会给你一个平安，甚至百万的金钱也不能来换的。
You'll be able to go to sleep at night.
你晚上可以安睡。
I love hard-working laborers that use their hand all day and then sleep 8 hours soundly at night, not waking up at 2 o'clock worrying.
我很喜欢就是一个人他劳力的做工。晚上八个小时的睡眠，不会两点起来，有一些事情让他来忧虑。
They might be only making $10 an hour, but they're sleeping at night.
虽然他们的收入只有$10一个小时，但是他们晚上可以安然入睡。
That's the way we're all to live.
这就是我们应该所有的生活。
When we let the Lord Jesus come into our life,
当我们让主耶稣进到我们的生活里面
，He comes in with His very nature.
他是以他的本性来进入我们。
His very character.
是他自己的那个性格。
His very joy.
就是他的喜乐。
His very peace.
他的平安。
Wisdom, righteousness, holiness.
他的智慧还有圣洁还有公义。
Sorry about that, brother.
It's okay.
It's not your life. It's no longer I, but Christ.
就不再是我们自己的生活，是耶稣基督在我里面活着。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
few believers know this as a reality.
其实有很少的信徒了解这件事。
Every page in this book points to that.
在这本圣经里面，每一页都引导我们进入这个实际。
But we become earthbound.
但我们太属世。
The things down here entice us.
在这里有许多事捆绑我们。
And our adversary, that big puppet,just keeps orchestrating the things of this earth to draw us to the things down here.
好，似乎有一个人在那里控制我们，像木偶一样，让我们来被这个世界的事所吸引。
And the church is not built.
这个时候，教会不会被建造。
Oh, there are stones.
没错，这里是有一些活石。
But the stones are not living stones.
有一些石头，但这些石头并不是活石。
Because without love, they cannot mesh. They cannot come together.
因为没有爱的话，这些石头不能建造在一起。
No cross, no church.
没有十字架，也没有教会。
The Bible is summed up in 3 words: Christ, cross, church.
在圣经里面，三个字来总结，就是耶稣基督、十字架跟教会。
So how is the Lord going to build this beautiful?Edifice, this beautiful building, to have this beautiful bride.
那是主耶稣怎么样来建造这个美丽的圣城，这个美丽的心腹呢
？By His very Spirit.
就是靠着他自己的灵。
And we saw that there was a spirit of forgiveness when Jesus was hanging from the cross.
我们已经看到主耶稣在十字架上被钉的时候。他里面这个饶恕的灵。
And every one of us need that spirit of forgiveness.
今天我们每一个人都需要这个饶恕的灵。
As he looked down upon those people that had just spat upon him, that are still cursing him, he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
当这些人还在那里吐唾沫，还在那里来诅咒他的时候，他说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
That is the spirit the Lord wants to put in you today.
这就是主今天要摆在我们里面的这个灵。
But you say, Brother Dale, you do not know my enemy.
但是你要说 ，Dale 弟兄，你不知道我的敌人是谁。
If you knew who it was that I can't talk to, you wouldn't talk to him either.
那你要知道，我跟这人根本就不能交谈。你要知道，你也不能跟他交谈。
None is any worse than what the Lord.Was faced with.
其实我们所遭遇的没有比主耶稣所遭遇的更难。
And he forgave them.
但是他还是来赦免了他们。
And he continued to show his love for them by completing his death, being there buried, and then rising.
而且他的爱是这么的完全，他死、埋葬，最后也复活。
And if that was not enough, he then, when he ascended, he and the Father sent their Spirit back to us.
似乎这个爱还不满足，他不光是升到高天，而且他与父一起把圣灵降下来。
And now we can forgive.
今天我们也可以赦免。
And brothers and sisters, if you are married, if you have a family, if you have a co-worker, forgiveness has to be done daily.
弟兄姐妹们，如果您已经在婚姻里面已经有工作的话，这个饶恕的灵是每天都需要的。
And when we forgive one another daily and ask forgiveness one another daily, that's how we grow.
当我们每天来饶恕，而且求人的饶恕的时候，我们每天都在成长。
And the Spirit of God is able to fill us even fuller.
然后神的灵就可以继续的来充满我们。
It's wonderful.
这是一个很美妙的事。
But we have to forgive.
但我们一定要学会赦免。
And then we come to the second word on the cross.
然后我们来看到在十字架上的第二句话。
And here we have these two criminals.
这里我们看到有两个罪犯。
We read that they were both cursing and blaspheming God.
我们已经
the Lord Jesus.
我们已经读到他们两个人都在这里诅咒，在这里嘲讽主耶稣。
Everything that the crowd was doing, they were agreeing and doing it also.
当时在场的众人所做的，他们两个人也来一致。
And one of the criminals spoke out, "Are you not the Christ?"
其中一个罪犯就说，你不是基督吗？
Save yourself and us.
你可以救自己跟救我们吧。
And then we see a remarkable turn of events.
然后我们就看到这个事件突然马上转变了。
When the other criminal spoke up.
当一个罪犯出声的时候。
And the thief said, "Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation."
另一个就应声而且责备他说，你既然一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？
We, and we indeed justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong.
我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
A most remarkable man.
这是一个最让人惊奇的人。
We see God covering the distance from an enemy of God to fellowship with God in 1 second.
我们看到这个人从神主的仇敌变成与他来交通，只有一秒钟的时间。
In only a matter of hours, a few hours, this man would live eternity in hell.
只有极短几个小时的时间。这两个人的区别就是一个在乐园里，一个在地狱里。
But something happened.
但是本来他是在地狱里，但突然一件事发生了。
What happened?
什么发生了？
Did he use logic?
他有没有用他的思想逻辑？
Did he all of a sudden get smart?
是不是他突然变得很聪明了？
No, this is a pathological thief.
没有，这个人是一个。
This is the worst of all the Jews.
这是一个罪犯。是在犹太人里面非常坏的一个人。
There was only one worse, and Jesus took his place, and that was Barabbas.
哦，有一个人就是巴拿巴，他曾经也是这样的罪犯。
There were to be 3 crucifixions that day.
在那一天，其实应该有更多再多一个被定的人。
2 thieves and 1 insurrectionist murderer.
这两个罪犯再加上那个杀人的巴拿巴。
Jesus took his place.
但是耶稣成了他的代替。
He took the place of the worst.
他为这个最坏的人成了代替。
And then we see this thief change heart and rebuke his friend.
那我们就看到这个罪犯，他反过来来责备他的同伴。
Probably the first time he'd ever talked back to this person.
也许这只是他第一次开口跟另外一个罪犯讲话。
He knew if he got him mad,He'd probably get his throat cut.
也许以前跟对方讲话的时候，对方要把他的头都要砍掉。
And he rebukes him.
但是他这时候不怕，而且来应声责备他。
Because he had seen something.
因为他看见一些事。
What had he seen?
他看到什么呢？
Well, first of all, he saw the love and grace of the Lord Jesus.
第一件事，他看到了主耶稣的爱跟恩典。
Brothers and sisters, we do not see this love unless God initiates and opens our eyes.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不可能看到神的爱，除非他来主动开我们的眼。
You'll never see the love of God through preaching.
你从来不会从讲道里面看到神的爱。
You really see it with your heart, where it touches you. It is through the Holy Spirit.
如果您的心被感动，感觉到爱的话，这是圣灵的工作。
And we have not that love because we ask not for it.
我们没有这个爱，因为我们从来没有求过这样的爱。
He saw the kingdom.
而且他看到国度。
He asked to be remembered in his kingdom.
因为他请求说，在你国度降临的时候纪念我。
He saw that the Lord Jesus was the answer to life.
他看到主耶稣基督是对所有生活的答案。
He saw that Jesus was the king of the kingdom.
他看到主耶稣就是这个国度的王。
And he wanted to be part of that.
而且他自己愿意成为这国度的一份子。
He saw himself as a sinner.
他看到自己是罪人。
He saw himself as a criminal.
看到自己是罪犯。
Our life in Christ begins when we truly see who we are.
我们在基督里面的生命是从看到自己的本相开始的。
We still think we're better than one of our brothers and sisters.
因为我们可能还在想我比另外的弟兄姐妹还要好。
What changed everything in Job's life but when he said, I abhor myself?
什么是来让约伯有改变呢？就是当他厌弃自己的时候。
He came to the end.
他到了他的尽头。
God started speaking there at the end of Job.
在约伯书里面最后的时候神才显现。
Where were you, Job?When I created this universe.
他问约伯，当我创造这个宇宙的时候，你在哪里？
And Job got very small.
那个时候约伯就成为非常小。
When you and I start to get small, the Holy Spirit comes in.
当我们卑微的时候，圣灵才能够进到我们里面。
That spirit of grace started to pervade this thief on the cross.
就是神的恩典进入强盗，让他里面改变。
And his eyes were open.
他的眼睛被打开。
Jesus did not give him two or three lessons on the gospel.
耶稣并没有对他讲两篇或者三篇福音的道。
All we know is he said one word.
我们只知道他讲过一句话。
Father, forgive them.
父啊，赦免他们。
And it melted this thief.
这就把这个强盗整个人都融化了。
You want to melt some unsaved person in your family?
你愿意在你家庭里面不信的家人让他融化在这个爱里吗？
Normally it's not through talking.
应该不是借着你的讲论。
No, it's through love.
没有，是借着爱。
Unbelievers can see and know our spirit of self-righteousness and superiority.
不信的人他们很清楚地知道我们里面到底是自义，是自高的灵呢，还是爱的灵。
Our superior attitude, because we are savedrives many believers away.
我们里面因为得救之后的那个自高，让许多不信的人离开这个福音。
But it's when we get down and we serve what Jesus was doing.
只有当我们降卑自己来服侍人，像主耶稣所做的时候。
Can you imagine hanging there on the cross in this great excruciating pain, saying, "Father, forgive them"? He's praying for his enemies.
你能够想象吗？在十字架里面这样让他窒息的痛苦，但是他一样这样来祷告说，父啊，赦免他们。
Young people, that's what will change your classmates.
年轻人，这就是如何来改变你的同学。
Some of you have unsaved parents. That's what will change your parents.
也许我们年轻人里面你还有没信的父母，这样的事可以改变你的父母。
Listening to them, obeying them.
来听从他们，
serving them,
顺从他们。
Mom, Dad, can I get this for you?
来为他们服务，问问父亲有什么我可以帮你的呢？
Not correcting them.
并不是来改正他们。
And this applies to our co-workers, our bosses, everyone we come in contact with.
其实这对我们的同事、我们的老板、对任何人都是一样的。
Jesus says, I came to serve, not to be served.
耶稣说，我来是要服侍人，不是受人的服侍。
It wasn't just talk, he's doing that on the cross.
他不光说而已，他在十字架上也做到了。
Father, forgive them.
父啊，赦免他们。
God puts us with a wide assortment of people.
神把我们摆在各式各样的人中间。
And it's for one reason.
就是为了这个原因。
To test us daily.
每天来试验我们。
Are we forgiving one another?
我们有没有赦免彼此？
Are we gracious to one another?
我们有没有彼此来感激呢？
Talk about grace upon grace. It's all over the cross.
讲到恩上加恩，这是关乎十字架。
Oh yes, it's a place of suffering.
没错，十字架是受苦难的地方。
It is a place of the greatest character, nature, life, presence that one could ever imagine.
这是在这个世上我们能够想象的最痛苦的一个地方。
Oh, the presence of the Lord Jesus as he hung there.
主耶稣就是这样被挂在十字架上。
He did not hold his head down.
他并没有把头垂下。
He's alert.
他还是这样的警醒。
He's taking charge.
他还是在那里有主权。
Just as the church is to take charge.
就像教会也要来做主一样。
That's what Wednesday nights are about.
这就是为什么有星期三的祷告聚会。
We are in a spiritual battle.
我们是在一个属灵的征战里面。
The enemy would try to bring heaviness through disease, through lost jobs, through a million other things upon us.
因为仇敌要把我们的病痛、我们的工作上的难处带过来，像一个重担一样来压住我们。
We're to come in on Wednesday night and stand for Christ.
我们星期三在这里是要为耶稣站住。
And declare that Satan's head was crushed.
宣称仇敌的头已经被压伤。
And there is no place for demonic influence and filling in God's people.
在神的子民里面不应该有这样的软弱。
Many marriages and our fellowship are fractured.
许多在我们中间，在我们聚集中间的婚姻已经都破裂了。
Many people worry and have fear and go to their jobs frustrated.
许多人他们焦虑，他们忧伤，他们到工作里面是这么的沮丧。
This is all of Satan's work, influencing the flesh and overpowering us through the world.
这就是撒旦怎么样借着我们的肉体，也借着世界的压力，要把我们压碎。
And yet the power that we see, the grace that we see in the cross, is the very thing that's supposed to gird us up from the inside and say no to these things.
但就是在十字架上，这样的恩典可以在里面束我们的腰，让我们可以坚强起来说，来抵抗这些事。
Our battle blood must get boiling.
我们征战的这个血要沸腾起来。
By the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵。
We must begin to say no to the works of the enemy.
我们一定要对仇敌的工作说不。
And how rampant the flesh is and the carnality among the church in the house of God.
在神的教会里面，我们有许多属肉体的事情。
This presence of the Lord Jesus changed this man.
耶稣他的同在改变了这一个人。
He melted like an ice cream cone on a hot Texas day.
他就像在德州热的天气里面一个冰激凌一样被融化了。
He became supple, soft in the hands of the Lord.
在主的手里面他变得如此的柔软。
Malleable. When he said those words,
可以被塑造。
When he said those words, Jesus.
当他来称耶稣的名的时候。
Just previous to that, the other man had said the word Christ, but he had said it in derision, in hatred, in mockery.
前面一个人提到基督的时候，他里面是带着仇恨，带着嘲讽。
And this man says, Jesus, remember me.
但这个人却说，耶稣，求你纪念我。
This wasn't a, oh, I hope you will remember me.
并不是说啊，我希望你能够记得我。
This was a knowing.
因为他了解这件事。
This was a confidence.
他里面有这样的坚定的信心。
That the Lord Jesus had a kingdom.
就是主耶稣他有一个国度。
And that he was the king of the kingdom.
而且他就是这个国度的君王。
And that he was going to enter in.
而且他要进入这个国度。
And that he would be with him.
而且他要与君王在一起。
And Jesus turned and looked at him.
然后耶稣就回过来看着他。
And he said, Truly, I say to you.
他说我实在告诉你。
This is the truth that I am saying.
这就是他所讲的就是一个实际。
Today, you shall be with me in paradise.
今日你要同我在乐园里了。
Oh, how it pleased the Lord Jesus to say those words.
啊，主耶稣何等的喜悦来讲这句话。
The day you will be in a place of my delight.
今天你要在一个地方是我所喜悦的。
What delights the Father and the Son?
是什么让父跟子喜悦呢？
Is it when a person gets saved?
是不是只是一个人得救呢？
Well, we know that there is a certain delight there.
没错，一个人得救，神很欢喜。
But when the soul is saved, when the emotions and the mind and the self-will have all gone to the cross, then we begin to be God's dwelling place.
当我们得救的时候，当我们所有的感情、意志、思想都在十字架上被钉死的时候，
this thief,
这就是神的居所。
This thief was about to dwell with the Lord Jesus.
这个强盗将要与主同在。
What's God's eternal purpose?
神永远的旨意到底是什么？
It's always been the same, to have a people he can dwell with.
就是一直都是这样，就是有一些子民他可以在他们中间居住。
And in one, two, three seconds, this man went from darkness into light.
就在这短短的一二三秒钟之内，这个人就从黑暗里面到了光明的国度。
He moved from his purpose to God's purpose.
从他自己的旨意里面转到神的旨意里面。
And God was delighted.
神得喜悦。
I'm reminded in John 1.
我记得在约翰福音第一章，好，约翰一书。
John 1.
约翰一书。约翰一书第一章。哦，约翰福音第一章。谢谢。
Verse 38.
第三十八节。
Just seeing something what's on God's heart. Right at the outset. This is just the beginning of Jesus' ministry.
看看在耶稣心里面他到底在想在做什么，这是他开始服事的那个起初。
Verse 38, And Jesus turned and beheld them following, and said to them, What do you seek?
耶稣转过身来看见他们跟着，就问他们说，你们要什么？
And they said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher, where are you staying?
他们说拉比，拉比翻出来就是夫子，在哪里住？
Come and you will see, Jesus said.
耶稣说你们来看。
And they came, therefore, and they saw where he was staying, and they abode with him, or they abided with him, they stayed with him that day.
他们就去看他在哪里住，这一天便与他同住，他们在一起那一天开始。
That little phrase,They abode with him that day is the Father's heart.
在这个短短的经节
Brothers and sisters, you were created to be the delight of the Father.
弟兄姐妹们，我们被创造就是为了让神得喜悦。
Song of Solomon puts it this way, we are to be a garden enclosed.
在雅歌里面提到我们，说我们是园子。
A place where the master, it's a private garden.A place where the master walks out his manor and he enjoys the fragrance, the fruit of his garden.
这是一个封闭的园子，园子的主人要到这里来，闻到这些馨香之气，来享受园子里面的一切。
You'll never see a garden that stands up and says, I'm really pleased with my beauty. A garden does not say, I really have beautiful fruit.
一个园子，它不会自己说：“你看我多美丽，你看我的果子结得多好。”
No, the fragrances, the aromas, the fruit, the color, is all for the Lord of the manor.
在园子里面所有的馨香之气、果子、色彩，一切的一切都是为了这个园子的主人得喜悦。
Solomon uses that wonderful poetic language and says, we're that enclosed garden.
所罗门用这样诗意的话来说，在这个封闭的园子里面。
Brothers and sisters, you're very personal to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，我们与神的关系是非常亲密的。
He doesn't want you to just use him all the time. Oh Lord, help me with this. Help me with this exam. Oh Lord, I'm having a stomach ache. Help me with my stomach ache.
神并不是让我们每天都是说，哎呀，神啊，你来帮助我，帮助我来学习，帮助我，因为我的胃在痛。
I need a new set of clothes. Lord, give me some money so I can buy some clothes.
神啊，我很喜欢这件衣服，你给我钱让我可以买这个衣服。
No, the Bible is clear. It says, the Father knows you need those things. There's something else.
圣经里面讲到，我们所需要的，求之前神已经知道。
That's the way we begin our life. But the Lord wants to bring us into that place where we're a delight to Him.
但是神让我们到一个地方，就是可以让他来享受，让他得喜悦。
Our marriages aren't just to take care of me.
我们的婚姻并不只是说，哎，让我来被照顾。
I'm glad I got a husband. He works and he pays the rent.
我有一个丈夫，他的工作就是来付我的租金。
No, it's about our marriages being for him.
不是，我们的婚姻也是为了他的。
Our children are for him.
我们的儿女也是为了他。
It gives purpose to life.
这让我们的生活有意义。
The fellowship is not so that we can serve; it's so we serve Him. Ezekiel 44:15.
啊，我们在教会里面的服侍也不光是为了服侍，也是为了他。
We are ministers to the Lord.
我们是服侍主他自己。
The Lord's table when we come around here, it's not about us. That's 1 hour we just say thank you, Lord, for your character. Thank you for your life.Thank you for your nature. You're so much bigger than us.
在饼杯里面这一个小时完全是为了他。我们在这里感谢赞美是为了他的本性、他的性情、他的生命。
If you were having a meeting with the Queen of England, you would not walk in, Queen, give me this, Queen, give me that.
你如果是与英格兰的女王来同席的时候，你不会一直说，女王啊，我要这个，女王我要那个。
In fact, you would not even speak.Unless she asked.
其实你不会出一句的话，除非她先开口。
Oh, our prayers are motivated, brothers and sisters, by our selfish nature that needs to be confessed.
弟兄姐妹们，经常我们的祷告也是出于我们自己的思念意思，所以我们在这件事上要承认，要悔改。
God wants us to launch out into the deep.
因为神让我们来到水深之处。
In order to start thinking of Him,
是为了让我们来思想他。
To wake up in the morning and say, "Lord, this day is for You."
每天早晨起来的时候，我们说这一天是为了你的主。
These are Your hands.
这是为了你的手。
These are Your eyes.
这些这我的眼睛是为了你。
I only want to use this mouth to glorify You, not to gossip.
我不愿意用我的口来说一些闲话，愿意用我的口来荣耀你。
Not to spend all day tomorrow discussing who won the Masters and who lost the Masters golf tournament.
并不是明天来说，在这个高尔夫的这个杯赛里面谁得了第一。
Because that will pass.
因为这些事都要过去。
But this is for eternity.
但这些事是到永远的。
God this morning is looking for brothers and sisters who have an affection for Him.
今天主在这里也在寻找有谁对他里面有爱的。
And almost a split second, the thief on the cross saw it.
这就是在那个短短的一秒钟之内，那个强盗在十字架上看到的。
All of his past was gone.
他所有的都已经成为过去。
He was 100% for the Lord Jesus.
他已经100%是为了主耶稣。
And he wanted to spend the rest of his life with him.
他也愿意他下面所有的时间是与主耶稣在一起。
No guilt.
再也没有定罪，再也没有。
Wasted his entire life.
他已经浪费了他一生的时间。
In that brief moment,
但在那短短的时间里面，
he came into the fullness of Christ.
他就进入到耶稣的丰满。
The Lord can move in a minute.
其实主耶稣的工作可以在很短的时间完成。
We're often so much like Jacob, slow.
我们就像雅各一样，很多时候这么慢的来学。
It takes us a long time where we are the Father's delight.
很长的时间，我们才可以稍微让神得一些喜悦。
That's often a new thought with us believers.
甚至对一些信主的人来让他得喜悦，对我们是这么的陌生。
Because we are possessed with I, my, and me. It's our whole life. It's our being.
因为我们所有的生命都被我、我的这些事充满。
And after we become saved, it's my ministry, my fellowship, my this, my that.
甚至得救之后，这也是我的传道工作，这也是我的所做的工作。
But the Lord today says, today you will be with me in paradise.
但是主耶稣说，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
And for that means, for us, that means today.
对我们来讲，实实在在的就是今天。
What nothing pleases the Father more when we are His dwelling place.
当我们成为他居所、他同在之处的时候，这件事真的让神得喜悦。
This thought is summed up in two words in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面，这件事被总结成两个字。
Tabernacle and temple.
两件事，一个是会幕，一个是圣殿。
God says, "I want to dwell in your midst."
因为神说，我要在你们中间同住。
That's the Old Testament.
这就是整本的旧约。
God did not take the children of Israel out of slavery to take them out of slavery for their sake.
神不只是把这些人从埃及的这个奴隶的环境里面解救出来而已。
It was not about the children of Israel being free.
其实以色列子民他们得拯救不只是
神的旨意。It was all about God having a people that worshipped him, delighted in him.
其实神的旨意是让他们来敬拜他，让神可以得喜悦。
And only a handful ever realized that.
只有很少的人了解这件事。
And therefore they died in the wilderness.
所以绝大多数的人都已经死在旷野里面。
Many saints are dying in the wilderness.
今天许多的圣徒也在这个旷野里面倒闭。
Living a very selfish, self-centered, self-sufficient life.
他们过的是一个自私、自己的一个生活。
It's my life.
这是我的生活。
I've got a good education.
我有很好的教育。
I'm always trying to pad my resume, make it better.
经常我们把简历做得非常的耀眼。
So I can make a lot of money.
所以我可以赚很多的钱。
So I can retire when I'm 65.
65岁我可以按时退休。
And then too sick to even enjoy my retirement.
但那时候你已经身体已经太虚弱，不能来享受你的退休生活。
Today, Jesus said to the thief.
今天这是主耶稣对强盗所讲的。
He wants to do that with every one of us.
他也愿意这样对我们每个人来讲。
He wants us to be his delight.
他愿意我们成为他的喜悦。
This whole message is the spirit of grace.
今天的信息就是这个恩典的灵。
God does it all.
神已经完成了所有的一切。
We just have to let go.
我们需要放手。
Surrender to Him.
把自己降服在他里面。
And again.
每一次再次的降服。
Before we go to bed.
在我们入睡之前。
When we get up tomorrow morning.
当我们明早起床的时候。
And let His life come in.
让他的生命进到我们里面。
And that delights Him.
这让他得喜悦。
That's full-time service.
这就是一个全时间的仆人。
You housewives have the privilege of being in full-time service.
所有的家庭主妇们，你们其实有这个机会来全时间的服侍。
Because out of your heart, when you say, "Lord, I'm yours, my family is yours," Phyllis, that's full-time service.
因为每一次在你心里说，这个家庭主啊，是你的。我所做的事是你的，这就是一个全时间的仆人。
But when you have lowered yourself to pushing your kids into education, pushing them into things, and making that the goal, then the Lord is not satisfied.
但如果你的目的只是催逼你的孩子得到更好的教育，在所有这些事上来花时间作为你目的的话，神他不满足。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that you give us the privilege to be the delight of your heart.
神啊，感谢你给我们一个特权，让我们可以成为你所喜爱的。
Your one desire is to come and abide with us tomorrow.
主啊，您的意愿就是从明天可以开始与我们同住。
And even begin today.
甚至今天就开始。
So once again, Lord, we just yield ourselves to you.
所以我们再一次把自己降服在您里面。
We confess we are very slow learners.
我们要承认我们真的是在这个功课上学得太慢。
We so love ourselves.
因为我们如此的爱自己。
Forgive us.
求您赦免我们。
We thank you, you've forgiven us.
感谢您已经赦免了我们。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.